Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
It's been a long wait, but we can officially kick off the 2021 portion of the high school sports season tonight. All area volleyball teams are set to get their seasons underway tonight, and we will begin our broadcast coverage here of this season at Sabetha High School. At Sabetha host Perry LeCompton and Riverside. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kurt Kilman and Teresa taking care of us back at the studio. Brandon Tapman alongside of me. I am Johnny Kane. Also, we've got Logan Bitterman here helping out on the Sabetha channel as well. We are set for high school volleyball. Opening matchup of the night will be Sabetha and Riverside. That'll be our opening matchup here this evening. The remaining schedule for the night at 6 o'clock, Riverside will take on Perry LeCompton, and Sabetha and Perry will play at 7 o'clock later on this evening. Riverside, 4-23 a year ago, they're seeing their first action of the year. Sabetha, they played over the weekend. They had a tough showing at the Marysville Invitational. They went 1-3 after going 41-1 a year ago and capturing the Class 3A state championship under head coach Abby Stevie, who again is under the helm here this year for the Blue Jays. So Brandon, first of all, welcome to the team. He is the new sports director at the MSC Sports Radio Network. So Brandon, you're getting your first test of Northeast Kansas League sports here tonight. Should be a lot of fun, and it's finally fun to get the 2021 season officially underway.
Yeah, at least for most teams in our listening area, really getting going tonight, but we did have some volleyball this past weekend as well. There were a few tournaments around the area, so some of the teams in the area got their first taste this past weekend, but really tonight is kind of that first step. And Johnny, I don't know about you, but of course last season with COVID, everything was in a whirlwind, and of course we're still dealing with the pandemic right now, but we're looking at a full slate of high school sports here in 2021, so we're not going to let that stop us here this season. Just excited to be a part of the team and hoping to see some good volleyball here tonight, and of course all of our coverage throughout the year, not only in fall, but winter and spring as well, online here at the Sabetha channel and also mscsports.net.
And so again, as Brandon mentioned, Sabetha channel live on Facebook, also on mscsports.net. If you go to Listen Live tab, just click down to Sabetha channel. You can watch these matches here tonight, free and live, at msdsports.net here on the Sabetha channel. And Logan, you're getting your first taste this week of what a busy week is like here on the MSD Sports Radio Network. We've got coaches' shows getting underway tomorrow for area high school football coaches. Then on Friday night, we'll have our first high school football games of the year. We'll have the Friday Night Fever show, and that'll lead into kickoff for the 2021 football season. So there's not much of a, I would guess you should say, a break or anything to get you set through this week. It's right into it. It's going to be a full, busy week, and we're looking forward to it.
No breaks now. We are off and running officially this week. We got a little bit of a taste last week with some things going on, but no, we're off and running. Of course, school's underway across the area. Of course, all the fall sports seasons are now officially underway. So officially week one, we got a long way to go, but it's going to be a fun journey and plenty to talk about and go over as we progress throughout the fall sports season.
Well, with that, let's go ahead and take a quick two-minute pre-game, pre-match timeout. We'll come back. We'll get set for match number one between Riverside and Sabetha when we come back on the Sabetha channel and MSD Sports Radio Network.
It's back to school and back to routines. Your days are filled with errands and activities. Hi, this is Amy of Union State Bank of Everest. Even as you get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you happen to be. From paying online bills to making transfers, you can do it all. And with text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Pizza Bakery in Horton now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all of your favorite Pizza Bakery items. Find personal pizzas, tacos, mozzarella sticks, jalapeno poppers, and more, all hot and ready for you to grab and go. The August special is any large single-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.49. Plus, the Pizza Bakery has salads, sandwiches, and wraps, too. Great food, great variety at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton, 486-2602. Wishing all staff and students a great school year ahead.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabatha High School. We're just about set to get our opening match of the night underway. It'll be Sabatha and Riverside who will see our first action of the night. Going through some of the notable players for both sides. For Sabatha, obviously lost quite a bit off that state championship team that went 41-1 a year ago. But they do return one all-league player in Emily Krebs. You look out there, Mary Luker is a player that saw some time last year. Kinsey Meyer, a 5-1 senior. Another senior, Kennedy Mitchell, along with Kendall Edelman, is another senior. Four seniors on this roster for Sabatha in 2021. Riverside, meanwhile, they bring back a decent amount. Again, they struggled last year going 4-23, but bringing quite a bit of experience back, some young experience, including sophomore Taylor Weiser, 6'2", will be one of the better players throughout the Big 7 League here this year. Megan O'Grady, a 5'3 senior back for Riverside. Morgan Miller, another senior. Maya Thacker, Zoe Hayes, and Antonigo Ewing, a 5'3 senior, another one for Riverside here in this 2021 season. So Brandon, I know early on, you know, you look at things at his first match, it's obviously a little bit of an advantage for Sabatha having played in that tournament over the weekend, but something that I know you see a lot early in the season is that camaraderie, trying to build that, knowing where everybody's going to be. That's something that you're probably going to see a lot of tonight, a little bit of miscommunications here and there.
Yeah, and it just varies throughout each sport at this level when you talk about depending on how many players were lost from the previous season, how much experience do you have returning. It varies throughout every aspect. So it's really a good gauge for some of these teams, of course, having their first taste of live action here in 2021. But, of course, mentioning some teams already have had an opportunity to play in a tournament, so you would think you might give the edge in that direction for those who have already maybe played more than others. But right now, yeah, it's early on in the season, so with a lot of seniors lost and a lot of newcomers and returning players, it's just, you know, taking that time to gel, and you really don't see that develop until you get into live game action. Practice is one thing, but once you get out on the court and actually get going against your opponents, true opponents, now, that's where you really see the growth and development for these teams.
If you're wondering why things look a little bit different here at Sabatha, we are in the JV gym, the main gym. They're getting a new floor. They've just got it put down. It looks really good. It has a huge Blue Jay logo at center court. It's going to look fantastic here in a few weeks. JV on the other court, varsity here on this near court. It'll be to our left. Sabatha in their navy blue uniforms, while Riverside has black tops with baby blue trim. So that is what both of these teams look like here tonight. Again, this is a live broadcast on the Sabatha Channel, brought to you by Sabatha Health Mart, Edelman's Home Center, Hydrobud and Sabatha, Scobie Bros, Sabatha VFW, C&K Service, Extra Tech, Sailor Insurance Service, AHRS Construction, Garrett Country Mart, Berwick Co-op Oil Company, Moreland James Bank, Rainbow Communications, Time TS Trucking, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness, Shink Process, Whitaker Eye Associates, KSI, Sabatha Community Hospital and Family Practice, and the City of Sabatha. So with that, we are set to go with our opening match of the night. It will be Riverside against Sabatha. A veteran referee crew here for tonight's action here. Let's open up this Big 7 League slate. Also a triangular going on over at Nemaha Central tonight. Yeah, Johnny, about every team in the area in action tonight on the volleyball schedule. Of course, you can see who's in action and where, of course, on our website, mscsports.net. But we're really off and running this evening and should have a few good matches on tap here this evening. So that we're ready to go. Betha again on the near side in their navy blue tops. Riverside on the far side in their black uniforms with baby blue numerals and white trim. Right away, Sabetha's libero Kendall Edelman will come in for the Lady Jays. And it will be Riverside who will start with the first serve. Abby O'Grady will do the serving for Riverside to start this match. Abby, a 5'3 sophomore. She is also the libero for the Cyclones. She has the volleyball. The referee gives her the whistle, and we are underway. Standing set serve dug out by Edelman on the near side. Set up half the net. Kill attempt put down by Hallie Skelby, and it is down for a kill. Sabetha starts with a 1-0 advantage here in set number one. Emily Krebs now will serve for Sabetha, the 5'5 senior, the returning all-league player for the Big 7 League. Taylor Weiser puts the hammer kill down. It's dug out. Now it's tapped over, but it hits the side antenna, and that'll be a point for Riverside, so we're tied at one. Allie Studer now will serve, 5'4 sophomore for Riverside. She'll bring it from the far side to the near side. Standing right-handed serve. Dug out on the back line by Allie Scobie. Now a kill attempt is dug out. Sabetha still in possession. Now sent across by Mary Luker. Riverside now will set things up. And Ewing will try to tap it over, but instead they're going to say that there was a violation. I think they're going to say it was a violation possibly on the serve. Actually, never mind. They're going to say no point, just a reserve. A little bit of a confusion. I think the ball, Johnny, might have clipped the netting up top. I don't know if that caused the play to stop, but they will reset and do it again. Well, they're pointing towards the back serving line. So there's a couple different lines over there. So I think maybe she just got the wrong line, didn't know which one was actually the line she could not cross. So nonetheless, it'll be Studer again who will serve. This serve will be popped up by Mary Luker. Then at the net, a little miscommunication, and that is going to be four hits for Sabetha. So Riverside will take a 2-1 lead. Yeah, communication's key. You had two up front, back-to-back with each other, and that's very key in this sport. Communication and knowing where you are on the floor can cause some issues. And so, again, they're talking about that serving line over there. The one side referee came over and told Studer to step up a little bit. Her serve is another good one. Dug out by Edelman. Now sent across by Hallie Scobie. And then it's going to be miss hit by O'Grady of Riverside. And Sabetha will take the point and tie it up at two. There's now Scobie who will serve. 5'7 junior. And her serve is going to be in for an eight. Well, now Sabetha with a 3-2 advantage in set number one. And best of three here at the high school level. Scobie, another good serve. It's popped up on the back line by Masters Worden of Riverside. Edelman now controls for Sabetha. Set up the net for Luker, but she hammers it into the net. And Riverside will take the point and tie it up at three. Johnny, one thing we've noticed early is the sets have not gone very long. They have been pretty quick, few hits each side, and a point's been determined. So it's been very short and sweet early on. Zoe Hayes with a serve for Riverside. It's sent back across and then missed it by O'Grady. Kind of got caught in no man's land as the ball was just popped right back over by Sabetha. Riverside wasn't expecting it, so Sabetha will take a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, tough for O'Grady taking a step back and then having to dive forward to try to pop that up over the net.
Jessica Gruber serves for Sabetha. Now O'Grady sends it back over. Sabetha in control. Craig with the net. Sets it up to the far side for Luker. She hits it through the block. It's dug out by O'Grady. Riverside sends it back across. A free ball for Sabetha. Craig back set on the near side to Aubrey Schmelzy, the 5'9 freshman, will put it down for a kill.
5-3 Sabatha in set number one.
Well, right when I mentioned we've had some short back and forth, that's by far the longest one we've seen, and then finished off beautifully placed ball there in the back left corner. No chance for a return.
Gruber pops it over, but we're going to have a stoppage, and I think the referee came over and told them Riverside that maybe they were in the wrong order, possibly. I think that's what he is calling, so that'll make it a point for Sabatha and 6-3 the Lady Jays lead. So again, it'll be Gruber to serve. Standing right hand spinning serve dug out on the back line. Set up for Weiser. She'll just tap it across. Miss hit. Now saved across. Sabatha is able to get it over in three hits. Now Riverside in possession. Set up at the net. Hit across by Ewing. Popped up by Gruber. Sent across by Scobie. This is the best rally we've had tonight. Ewing again on the front right side. Popped back across. Riverside in possession. Set up. Now here's a killer tip from the back line by Haynes. If he hits it into the net. That long rally will go to Sabatha, who now leads 7-3.
Boy, that return by Scobie there, where she's facing the opposite direction of the net, going back over her head. That kept it alive and earned Sabatha the point.
Gruber continues to serve. There's a right-hand hammer serve that's dug out by Ewing on the back line. Now Weiser will just pop it over. Sabatha's there to save it. Sent back across. Lukert now taps it over, but Ewing's there. Here's O'Grady. She'll pop it across. Now Scobie. Fred at the net. Hammered out of bounds by Aaron Bolt, who is a 5'10 freshman for Sabatha. So Riverside pulls back to within three as Edelman checks back in for Sabatha. Here's Megan O'Grady now, the 5'3 senior coming in to serve for Riverside. The back line, Scobie digs it out. Krebs puts it up at the net, and it's tapped across by the freshman Bolt. Now Riverside sets it up for Ewing. She puts it off the block. Krebs is there. Now set up. It's popped over by Schmelzley. Riverside back with it. Sent across by Morgan Miller, a 6'1 senior. Now Sabatha with it again. Popped back across by Schmelzley. Back and forth we go. Another good rally. Krebs, Scobie to Schmelzley, and she hits it long. So another good rally. Riverside, though, creeping back into it, now down 7-5.
One thing you notice about this sport at this level, momentum changes so quickly. A few points here and there for one team really helped determine the outcome in this match.
And the serve across, Sabatha now miss hits it, gets it across in three. Brady now has to try to chase it down, but it hits the bottom of the basketball goal that is up, and they're going to say a timeout now for Riverside. So that point goes to Sabatha, makes it 8-5, and we have our first timeout of our opening match. We'll take the break. 8-5, Sabatha leads here in match number one, set number one. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabatha. We are in match number one of our triple header here tonight, Big 7 League Volleyball on Sabatha Channel and FM 103.9 KNZA. Sabatha leads Riverside 8-5 here in set number one. And it will be Sabatha who will have the serve here out of the timeout. I think early on we saw those early points with not much volley back and forth, but as the teams are growing a little bit longer into this game, we've seen those rallies go a little bit longer as teams start to feel each other out a little bit.
Another senior for Sabatha to serve. This is Kinsey Meyer, a 5-1 senior. To serve to the back line, sent across by O'Grady, and then it's missed hit by Sabatha's Hallie Scobie. And that'll be a point for Riverside. Riverside's done a pretty good job of getting back in this. They trailed 7-3, and now trail by just 2 at 8-6. Coming in to serve now will be Mia Thacker, a 5'2 senior for Riverside. Standing right-handed serve, handled by Edelman on the back line for Sabatha. Krebs sets it up at the net, but
serve, sent it way too far for Lukert, who had no chance to tap it across. So that'll be another point for Riverside, who now pulled back to within one. Thacker, another good serve. It's dug out by Meyer. Now a good set for Lukert, but it's dug out on the back line. Riverside now just has to send it across on their third hit. A free ball now for Sabetha. Set up and put down by Aaron Polk, the freshman for the Lady Jays. Sabetha now leads 9-7. Brandon, as you mentioned, we are definitely starting to see much better rallies as Mary Lukert serves it to the back line of Riverside. Set across by Megan O'Grady of Riverside. Now set back down by Bolt, but they're going to be a point for Riverside. It's about that was underneath the net. That'll make it 9-8 in favor of Sabetha. Again, we're just in set number one in our best of three. Meyer pops it up to Krebs. Set across for Scobie, and she puts it down. Scobie starting to find a good rhythm on that front line for Sabetha. She's had a couple of opportunities. She's put her last two down.
Yeah, those last 2 points by Sabetha both set up beautifully right at the nets and then finished in a spot where Riverside could not dig it out. And both those points, again, well-earned by Sabetha.
Edelman with a floating serve. Dug out at the line, at the net. Now sent across. Missed it. Sabetha's got it. Krebs has to send a free ball over. O'Grady. Now set up at the net. It's going to be just popped over, but Sabetha is there. Krebs to the back line to Luker. She pops it across, but Ewing's there to pick it up for Riverside. Now sent across, but hit into the net by Morgan Miller of Riverside, and that'll give Sabetha the point. It's now 11-8.
One thing I've noticed, the strength for Sabetha right now, these last few rallies, has been their front line.
Set up at the net for Riverside. Popped across by Studer. Edelman's there for Sabetha. Now Krebs sets to the far side to Scobie, and she puts it down. It's on the line. It's in for a kill. So again, Scobie gets the kill. That makes it 12-8 in favor of the Lady Jays in set number one.
When you have that pace, that direction, where it's going and where it ends up, that's just nearly impossible to stop.
Now they let serve as Edelman hits it into the net, makes it 12-9. That'll bring Taylor Weiser back into the match, the 6'2 sophomore for the Cyclones. And here is Abby O'Grady to serve now for Riverside. Side winding serve, dug out by Meyer for Sabetha. Set up for Scobie. This time she gets blocked by Weiser, but Sabetha's with it. Scobie now tops it over. Again, Weiser's there to block it. Set up at the net, and free ball sent across. Edelman on the back line for Sabetha. Now Krebs. The Luker. She pops it over, but Ewing's there to set it up for Riverside. At the net, here is Thacker. Hayes. Now Sabetha with it. Tapped across. Riverside still with it. Weiser, a free ball over. Meyer to Krebs. Set up at the net and hammer into the block of Weiser, and it'll be a point for Riverside. That's 3 blocks in a row for the 6'2 Taylor Weiser.
Boy, and she is every bit of 6'2. You can just tell that length in front of the net is just an absolute difference maker, and it showed by them earning that point with a couple of key blocks.
So Grady will serve again. Edelman digs it out on the back line. Krebs sets it up for Scobie at the net. Her kill is going to be off of O'Grady and up against the wall, and that'll be a kill again for Scobie. She has been great here in this first set. 13-10 Sabetha. This will be the senior all-leaguer, Emily Krebs, who will serve. Floating serve dug out on the back line by O'Grady. Set up for Weiser at the net. She hammers it just to the middle of the defense. Nobody there, and that'll be a kill for Taylor Weiser. Ashlyn Masters-Wharton going to check back in for Riverside.
Every time Sabetha kind of gains a few points in front, Riverside has had an answer to keep this first set close.
Now Studer to serve, and it's going to go long. Good job by Edelman to let it float over her head, so it'll be get a 14-11 Sabetha lead. Here's Scobie to serve. Tapped across, and a really good play by Studer. So still a point for Riverside and a really good heads-up play. That makes it 14-12.
Very heads-up play there, just getting it up over that front line and then nobody in the middle to get that one back over.
Ellie Hayes now will serve for the Cyclone. She'll stand in the middle of the floor. Serve it to this near corner. Scobie's there to dig it up. Now set up for Luker. Her kill attempt again is blocked by Weiser. Now a ball just tapped it over smartly by Jessica Gruber, the junior for the Lady Jays. Get the point for Sabetha and make it 15-12. Last few points, a little more technical on both sides. Again, we've seen those last two where it's just a little tap over the net, getting it past the front line to earn the point. Here's Gruber, her serve at the top of the net, but it's dug out by Ewing. Now a free ball sent across by Riverside. Scobie, the net, Krebs, back set, beautifully done to Schmelzley. Her kill attempt is blocked. Stayed up by Riverside, will send a free ball over. Scobie again to Krebs, the far side to Luker. She gets blocked. Now ball tapped around. Scobie hits it over. Three ball for Riverside. Set up for Ewing on the net. Her kill is going to be long. Great job by Sabetha to stick with it. They now take a 16-12 lead. That's the most Sabetha has led by in this entire first match. Let's see if Riverside again has that answer to kind of keep it close. Set up for the net for Weiser. She gets blocked. Saves it up. And now sent a free ball over. Krebs to Scobie from the back line, and she hammers it into the net. 16-13, Sabetha leads against set number one, match number one of the night of our triple header. It's going to be Megan O'Grady who will come in to serve for Riverside. Dug out by Scobie on the back line. Krebs sets it up for Schmelzley. She gets blocked. Sabetha's still with it. Krebs now to Gruber. She gets blocked. Sent across by Schmelzley, and this one's down. If at first you're not successful, try again. Sabetha does it to perfection. They now lead by four, their biggest lead of this set. That's been the magic number four for Sabetha once again. That's been their largest lead. And as we're inching closer to the conclusion of the first match, let's see if Riverside can get a few back. Meyer will serve. Sent across by Masters-Wharton. Now Sabetha with it. Set up for Luker. She hammers it into the top of the net. Every time it's been four for Sabetha, Riverside has earned that next point. So they have been clutch when down. But again, 17-14 currently. Still got plenty of time in this first set. The Riverside will serve. This is Mia Thacker who serves it up. Set up at the net for Mary Lookert, and she punches it home. Yeah, nothing you can do. Absolute missile off the hand there of Lookert. And there's absolutely nothing Riverside could have done to get that one back over the net. Now Mary will drop back. She will do the serve up 18-14. Side out on the back line. Pops back over. Miss hit. By Lukert and sent across by Edelman. A free ball now for Riverside. A back set for Studer. She'll just tap it across. Lukert's there. Krebs set up at the net for Scobie. She hits it over the block and down. Looks like a touch of a miss hit by Scobie, but she got lucky. It went off the top of the net and just rolled over and down for a point. And that makes it 19-14. Sabetha lead. Lukert again serves. This is a good one. Dug out and tapped across into the net. Studer somehow saves it. Sabetha with it now. Krebs just punches it over. Nobody's there. And Sabetha steals another point. Boy, the momentum now all in Sabetha's favor. That was just very well placed to earn that point. And as we come down the home stretch, can Sabetha close out set number one? Riverside takes another timeout. We'll take it with them. 20-14, Sabetha lead here in set number one on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To 14, our score. Sabetha leads Riverside in set number one of our opening match of the night of our triple header on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Brandon Tapman, I am Johnny Kane. We've got Logan Bitterman here of the Sabetha channel. They'll have the first football broadcast coming up on Friday night. Sabetha travels to Chapman. Hard to believe, week one of the season is finally here. So with that, out of the timeout, here's Mary Luker to continue to serve for Sabatha. Another good one to the back line. It's missed hit and into the net, and Sabatha goes up 21-14.
Boy, it's crunch time now for Riverside if you want to kind of eke your way back into this first set, but Sabatha scored the last 3 points and starting to pull away.
21-14, our score. Studer pops it across. Edelman's there for Sabatha. Krebs sets it up with that for Scobie, and she hits it off the block, and it'll be another kill for Scobie. She has been on fire in this opening set. 22-14. By far the biggest lead Sabatha's had in this set. Luke, another really good serve dug out by O'Grady. At the net, popped across by Morgan Miller, and nobody there for Sabatha. It drops down. That'll end the run at 5 consecutive points for Sabatha. Riverside makes it 22-15.
That's a big point for Riverside, just some miscommunication between Edelman and Meyer, but a much-needed point for Riverside to stop the bleeding.
Ewing serves for Riverside. Now Sabatha sets it up for Scobie, but it'll be 4 hits for Sabatha, and that'll make it 22-16. It's really the first miss that we've seen from Scobie on that front left side. Ewing again serves for Riverside. Edelman, Krebs, now Lucan on the back line. Hits it off the block, and it goes down. Miller was there and did a great job of trying to block it, but it just went off the side of her hand and fell down for a point. And now Sabatha is 2 points away from taking this opening set. Kendall Edelman now will serve for Sabatha, the libero for the Lady Chains. Ewing digs it out on the back line. Then across by O'Grady, but it's way too far. It is now set point for Sabatha. Edelman will serve, leading 24-16. Sabatha looks to take set number one. Floating right-handed serve. O'Grady has it on the back line. Set up now at the net. Touchdown by Hayes, but Sabatha's there. Now set up for Scobie. Off the block, and it's going to be down, and that is it for set number one. Fitting that Scobie gets the final kill for the Lady Jane. She was great in that opening set. And Sabatha takes a 1-0 lead. So Sabatha leads 1-0. We're going to take a short timeout. We'll come back with set number two with Sabatha up 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Call or stop by to see your local shelter insurance agent for a free quote. Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Sabatha takes set number one, 25-16. The Lady Jays are up 1-0 over Riverside in our opening match of the night. Outside Brandon Chapman, again, Johnny Kane here with you. Kurt is our man back in the studios taking care of us tonight. And really, Brandon, when you look at that first set, it was just the fact that Sabatha got into a little bit of a rhythm before Riverside really knew what hit him. And as mentioned, Sabatha did play 4 matches over the weekend and a tournament, so you got to think that played a little bit of a factor as well in that first set.
I think it does play quite a bit of an advantage to Sabatha heading into this first set here tonight. You could see Riverside, it took them a little while to get going. Sabatha kept kind of creeping out to about a 3-4 point lead. Riverside early on would get a point or two back, keep it close, but then we saw kind of the latter half of that first set. Sabatha really turned it on. They were getting quick points, just 1 or 2 returns back and then earning it down, and they kind of pulled away and just Riverside just unable to rally. And you could see Sabatha just in control for the latter half of that first set.
So again, Sabatha wins it 25-16. This is the first of our 3 matches here tonight. Second match will be Riverside and Perry LeCompton. And then the third match will be Sabatha
and Perry. We are just about set to go here in our second set of this first match. Well, we have a chance when we're live on the Sabatha channel at MSESports.net. I want to thank Sabatha Health Mart, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy on Main Street in downtown Sabatha, taking the time to listen and care. Also, Hedelman's Home Center for all building products, tools, and equipment. They also have Anderson Doors and Windows, Pratt & Lambert Paints, and your trained dealer, Edelmanslumber.com, Hydrobed and Sabatha, a leader in hay handling equipment, and Scobie Bros. Promoting your business is our business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise to a few of our Sabatha Channel sponsors for this 2021 season. Sabatha will flip over to the far side in their navy blue uniforms. Riverside will be on the near side, black tops, navy blue numerals trimmed in white. JV on the right side of the floor as we view it. So now our referees are just making sure everyone is in their proper spot before we get this second set underway. So 25-16 was the first set win for Sabatha. They were 1-3 in that tournament as mentioned on Saturday. Crazy to think, you know, Sabatha went 41-1 a year ago. That's just incredible. And it spoke to just the athletes they had in that senior class. You know, 41-1, not take really any nights off and win the 3A state championship in the process. When you play so many matches throughout the course of the year, I mean, it's just bound. You know, there's a little bit of luck. A ball goes here one way or the other. And to win 41 of 42 is simply incredible. So obviously you mentioned the senior class that was lost, but you take some of the younger girls who are now seniors and juniors who had that experience from a year ago. I mean, the momentum was there. Sabatha just trying to continue that run and be as dominant as they were a year ago. So we're ready to go. Edelman will come in as the libero for Sabatha. So it looks like that Megan O'Grady is going to come in for Riverside to take place of Weiser on the back row. So, with that, Emily Krebs is ready to serve for Sabatha. She'll bring it from the far side on the near side. And set number two is ready to go. We figured out on that far side there's a white line. It's actually a little bit in front of the in-play line. If they move that up because there's not a whole lot of room on that far side to serve from. So that is what all the confusion was back in set one. So without set two underway, a miss hit by Aubrey Schmelzley will give the first point to Sabatha. The first point to Riverside here in the second set. That'll bring in Abby O'Grady to serve for the Cyclones. That'll also bring Taylor Weiser in as well. So Weiser back on the front line. We saw her a few times in that first set be a force blocking anything that came across from Sabatha. Krebs sets the ball up for Scobie. She hits it in the net. So a quick 2-0 lead for Riverside in the second set. Scobie was so good in that first set. And here's O'Grady again to serve for the Cyclones. Edelman digs it out on the back line for Sabatha. Krebs at the net for Gruber. Her kill attempt is blocked down by Weiser. And Riverside, 3-0 lead.
Yeah, it looks like a completely different Riverside team from that first set. You see the enthusiasm, the anticipation. Just looks a little bit different here early in set two.
Edelman again digs out the serve on the back line. Krebs at the net for Scobie. It's an awful block that's sent right back across. Now Sabatha with it. Scobie again sends it across. Ewing pops it up. Set up at the net. This is going to be Hayes who hits it across for Riverside. Now Sabatha Schmelzley hits it long. So a 4-0 lead for Riverside to start the second set after losing the first one 25-16. Abby O'Grady, the sophomore, will continue to serve for the Cyclones. Edelman again in the back middle, dicks it up. Al Gruber sends it across. O'Grady's there. Here's Ewing now. She'll pop it over. Scobie's there. Now Krebs, a back set for Schmelzley. Set off the block, but Riverside is right there. Set up for Hayes. She just sends it across. A free ball now for the Lady Jays. Luker to Schmelzley. She'll pop it over Weiser. A nice save by Studer. A tap down by Weiser.
Really good play by Studer to keep it alive for the Cyclones. And Weiser right there to just punch it home.
So Grady, right before that point, had a nice dig to keep that possession alive, earning Riverside the point just a moment later. But Riverside's got a little pep in their step here early.
Popped across by Krebs, Riverside with it. Set up and sent across by Abby O'Grady. Edelman on the back line pops it up. Now Krebs sets it up for Gruber, who taps it over. Studer off to Weiser, the top of the net. Her kill attempt is blocked, and they'll go down. Good job by Scobie to stand there and block it, and Sanapa has their first point of this second set, and it's now 5-1. Here's Scobie to serve. Studer pops it up. Up set to the back line to O'Grady. She'll send it over, but Edelman's right there. Krebs sends it up. It's net for Luker, and she pucks it home on the near corner. Back-to-back points for Sabatha, and Lady Jays now trail by three.
Again, pace, placement, absolutely well done. No chance for Riverside to get that one back over.
Scobie again will serve first Sabatha from the far side of the near side. O'Grady's there to dig it up. Set up at the net for Weiser, and she'll just punch it into the net. Looks like she almost jumped a little bit too early. She missed it off the top of her fingertips. So now a 3-0 run by Sabatha. Makes it a 5-3 lead for Riverside. Ewing hails a serve from Scobie. Again, O'Grady has to send it over from the back line. Edelman's right there. Krebs sets it up at the net for Gruber. She'll hammer it in. Just touched that line on the near side, on that sideline. And that makes it a 4-0 run for Sabatha. From 5-0, it's now 5-4. Scobie again to serve. O'Grady is right there. She'll set it up. Now Ewing will tap it across, but again, Edelman on the back line right there for Sabatha. Set up for Luker, and she'll punch it home for another kill for Sabatha, and it's now tied at 5.
It's crazy how these momentum changes happen so quickly. You get 3, 4, 5 points in a row, and now everything has shifted to the far side of the net for Sabatha as they have clawed right back into it.
Now it's going to be a missed hit by O'Grady, and it'll be an ace for Scobie. A 6-0 run for Sabatha. Wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Caitlin Geeting of Riverside take a timeout here before long. Scobie continues to serve. She has served the last 6 points. Nice save by O'Grady. Fred Scobie sets it up at the net for Schmelzley. O'Grady's there to save it, but the ball from the JV court comes over, so they'll stop play and it'll be a reserve.
Johnny, I don't have the volleyball experience like you do, but I'm surprised we haven't seen that ball from the JV court reach over to the varsity court a few more times than we have.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky, and just like that, it comes over again, but it's going to be a service there for Scobie as she hits it long. So that'll tie us up at 6. 6-6 our score in set number 2, so that leads 1-0. This will be Studer to serve now for Riverside. Back left corner, Scobie's there, set up by Krebs, and will be hit out by Gruber. And now back-to-back points for Riverside gives them a 7-6 advantage. Studer, another good serve. Edelman hands it on the back line. Krebs sets it up at the net for Luker. It's blocked. Tapped across by Weiser. Now Scobie sets it up for Gruber. Riverside now back set by Weiser. Krebs for Sabatha. Miss hits it. And that's going to be 4 hits for Sabatha. And Riverside will take the point and now lead 8-6. Well, Studer will continue to serve for the Cyclone. And serve dug out by Sabatha. And now tapped around. Still tapped around. It'll be a free ball for Sabatha. Krebs. Near side to Luker. She'll pop it down. They're right over the top of the block of Masters Wharton. Sabatha ends the run at 3. It makes it 8-7. Sabatha took again set number 1, 25-16. Gruber serves the back line. Pops the ground, and it's going to be a point for Sabatha. They're going to say Studer went over the top of the net and onto the side of Sabatha. So that'll tie this set up at 8. Here's Gruber to serve. The back line. Suter sets it up for Masters Wharton. Scobie is there to save it for Sabatha. Now set across by Scobie. Ewing to Suter to Weiser, and she'll punch it over the blocking down. She can just float over the top of the two blockers for Sabatha. No shot. And Weiser gives Riverside a 9-8 advantage.
Yeah, when you have that length at 6-2 and you're just higher than everybody else at the front of the net and you can see where the openings are, she played it perfectly there and just over the front line for the point.
There's a missed serve by Zoe Hayes, and then I'll tie you back up at 9. And Logan, you mentioned earlier, it has Weiser listed as 6-2. She is every bit of that. She's by far and away the tallest player on the court and by quite a bit. 9-9 our score. Serve by Meyer, hits the top of the net, rolls over, but Ewing's there to save it. Weiser now just slowly taps it over. Kress sets it up for Lukert. She missed, hits it, and it's going to be a lift called against Sabatha and make it a 10-9 advantage for Riverside. Right, here's Megan O'Grady. She'll come in to serve for Riverside. Cyclones leading 10-9, trailing one set to nothing. Grady, a good serve to the back line. Edelman's there. Krebs sets it up to the right side of the floor to Lukert. Her kill attempt is saved. O'Grady now sends a free ball over for Sabatha. Krebs. And then it's going to be mishit and misjudged by Aaron Bolt. She jumped a little bit too early, and the ball just sailed over the top of her head. That'll be a two-point advantage for Riverside. Brady again to serve. Dug out by Meyer. Krebs sets it up for Lukert, who sends it across, but Ewing's right there for Riverside. Suter to Ewing. Pops it over, but again, Lukert's right there. Right back to Lukert. She'll pop it over. Sent back by Riverside. Edelman now pops it up, and it's sent across by Krebs. O'Grady to Suter. At the net for Morgan Miller. Edelman saves it for Sabatha. Here's Scobie now from the back line, and she puts it into the net. So a good rally, but Riverside takes the point again on the 3-0 run. And now lead 12-9. Grady to the back line. Edelman's there for Sabatha. Now punched across by Gruber. Riverside sends it right back. Meyer to Krebs to Lukert. Suter's there to save it. Now Grady over to Ewing. She'll just send it across. Scobie to Krebs. Lukert into the net. Several errors committed by Sabatha here in these last few points. They now find themselves down 13-9. They trailed at 1.5-0, got it back tied at 5 and took a 6-5 lead, but since then it's been all Riverside. Here's an attempt by Lukert. This one goes off the block of Masters Wharton and down for a kill for Sabatha to end the run at 4. It makes it 13-10. Very Lukert serves to O'Grady on the back line. Sent across. Krebs just sends it right back. Riverside in possession. Sent over by Hayes. Set up for Scobie. Hits it with her left hand. And then it's going to be blocked down as Gruber just never saw it. So Riverside will take the point and make it a 14-10 lead.
As you mentioned, again, Riverside started out 5-0 in this match. Sabatha clawed back. Now they're doing the same thing here. Now just down 2.
It's actually 13-11. They said Sabatha got that point. I thought it was Riverside that did. But nonetheless, it's instead going to be 13-12. So 13-12. Sent across by Masters Wharton. Krebs and Al gives a free ball to O'Grady of Riverside. Suter to Ewing on the front left side. Hits it off the net. And it should be 4 hits, I believe. Yes. So after all that, we are now tied at 13. It's been 4 consecutive points all of a sudden for Sabatha. Here's Lukert, and she's going to serve it out and to the left. That'll end the run at 4, make it 14-13 Riverside. We've yet to see either side call a timeout in the second set. Yes, Acker now will serve the senior for Riverside. Krebs sets it up for Scobie. She hits it off the top of the net, and that should be 4 hits, yeah. Scobie was so good in that first set. She struggled a little bit here in the second.
she was being successful in that first set. The ball she was trying to kill was right at the net. These last few have been a little bit away from it, and she's put it into the net. There's a kill for Gruber. And that'll tie us up. Excuse me, I'm going to make it 15-14. The Riverside continues to lead by one in the second set. Here's Edelman to serve. The back line. Hayes is there. Set up at the net. Miller put it over. And it's going to be missed hit by Edelman. And Riverside will take a 16-14 advantage. Here's Ewing now to serve for Riverside, who leads by two. Edelman in the back left corner. Set across by Gruber. Right there. They set back across for Sabatha. Here's Scobie now. Her kill attempt is going to go long. 17-14 now is the lead for Riverside. And we'll have a timeout taken by Sabatha. We'll take the break with them. 17-14. Riverside leads in the second set. Sabatha leads one set to nothing. Riverside trying to force a third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
You live here. Out of the timeout, 17-14. So that's the trails, Riverside with the lead and with the serve. It'll be Ewing who will serve for the Cyclones to the back line to Luker of Sabatha. Set up for Scobie. This time her kill attempt is saved in by O'Grady. Now O'Grady will have to just try to send it over, but it's going to be four hits. And Sabatha will make it a 17-15 score.
Well, you certainly can see things picking up, the intensity level as Sabatha has a chance to close it out here in two, but Riverside with right now, the 17-15 advantage. Things picking up here in set number two.
O'Grady digs it out on the back line for Riverside. Set up at the net for Hayes, and she hits it long.
The one thing you want to do if you're Riverside is not give free points to Sabatha when you're trying to win this one. That one, again, just a little bit long and needing to keep it in play to try to force that third set.
Back set for Miller, but it's going to be way too far and out of play. And that'll tie us up at 17, a quick 3-0 spurt by Sabatha. The Lady Jays continue to just crawl their way back in this set. They got it tied at 17. At the net, set up for Hayes. She'll pop it over the block. Krebs has it. Now set across by Schmelzley. Riverside saves it. Set up at the net for Hayes. Scobie. Krebs. Gruber. Riverside has it now. Here's Studer. She'll send it to the back line. Scobie will just pop it across. Hayes is there. Set back for Hayes. Showed it over the block, and right there is Luker. Now Luker will just have to send a free ball over. O'Grady set up at the net for Miller. She'll hit it a little bit long, but Edelman's there to save it. Set up now for Schmelzy, and she hits it long. Now an 18-17 advantage for Riverside. And that'll bring Abby O'Grady back in to serve for the Cyclones. Sabatha took the first set 25-16, but Riverside currently leads the second 18-17. Grady the back line in the middle for Edelman. Krebs back set for Scobie. She gets it off the block of Weiser and down for a kill. So there's one of the first kills of the second set for Scobie. She went right at the tall sophomore Weiser to get the kill. Here's Scobie now to serve. Grady handles it on the back line. Popped up, and O'Grady will send it across, but she mishits it and hits it out. So now, Sabatha leads 19-18, and Riverside wants a timeout.
So back and forth we go. Svetha looking to finish off this match. Riverside looking to force a third. 19-18 lead for Svetha. When we come back out of the timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha leads in set two. Here's a kill attempt by Weiser, but Sabetha's there with Krebs. Scobie now has to be popped across by Gruber. Riverside saves it. Now here's Hayes over the block. Miss it, and it's going to be a point for Riverside. Missing communication between Krebs and Edelman on that back line. Edelman was ready for it, but Krebs kind of came across and tried to save it. Did not know Edelman was there. So we're tied at 19. This will be Studer who will serve for Riverside. The back line, Edelman handles it. Krebs sets it up for Luker, and she punches it home. That's the perfect bump set spike. So that's what the perfection gives them a 20-19 advantage. Edelman comes out. Aaron Bolt, the freshman, back in for the Lady Jane. Set up. Now Sabetha with it. Here's Lucker again, and it's going to be again another kill for Mary Lucker. When she winds up and puts one down, it is hard to handle.
Yeah, those last 2 points, absolutely unstoppable. Again, just the pace going straight down towards the court. That's just so tough to dig out, and you've seen how good she really is here in this set the last two plays.
There would be an ace for Gruber, and all of a sudden it is 22-19, and Sabetha's just 3 points away from taking the match. Gruber again serves from the middle of the floor on the far side. Ewing handles it in the back line for Riverside. Studer sent across by Masters Wharton. Scobie sets it up at the net. It's going to have to be just sent across. Somehow popped over. Now another free ball for Sabetha. Here's a ball. It's going to be tapped around by Weiser. She missed, hit it into the net. And Sabetha, again, will take the point.
Still 2 points needed for Sabetha, but really when you look back at this one, if Sabetha is able to win it here, unforced errors there by Riverside is going to kind of be the big killer for him.
There's going to be a left serve as Gruber hits it long. That'll keep Riverside alive and make it a 23-20 score.
Yeah, certainly if you're Sabetha, a chance to win this thing outright in two sets, you don't want to give any 3 points away to Riverside when you can close it out here in the next couple.
This is Hayes who will serve. Lukert punches it home. No shot.
Yeah, no chance.
No chance. When Mary Lukert winds up and hits her right hand on it, you are not going to handle it. If you do, you're not going to be able to control it.
Boy, she has been, the big key in this latter half of this second match with that dominance just right at the net. No chance for Riverside on a lot of her points.
Well, here is match point number one for Sabetha. Studer to Weiser. She'll just send a free ball over. Scobie pops it up in the net. And Krebs just has to set a ball across to O'Grady. Studer, Hayes on the back line, hands it out, and it's long. And that is going to be the match. 25-20 is the final in set number two. So Sabetha wins it 25-16 and 25-20. The Lady Jays pick up their second victory of the year and win the opening match of the night. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll summarize and take the break before we get our match number two tonight. But again, Sabetha wins it in two sets here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Who are you going to call? NCR Towing. That's right. NCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. NCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale.
We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Match number one in the book. Sabetha wins it in two sets over Riverside, 25-16 in set number one and 25-20 in set number two. Really, when you look back at the first set, I mean, it was pretty much just all Sabetha. I mean, Sabetha led 12-8 after leading 7-3 early, then late took a 24-14 lead before eventually winning 25-16 as Sabetha rattled off 8 of the last 10 points of that first set to win it. Then in the second set, it was much more competitive, and actually, really when you look at it, Riverside dominated for the majority of that set. They led 5-0, but Sabetha came back, took a 6-5 lead. Then Riverside led 8-6. They led 13-9, 17-14, before a 5-6 point spurt by Sabetha to take a 19-18 lead. And from there, the Lady Jays never looked back, winning 25-20 in the second set to win two sets to none. Again, Johnny Kenyon with you, Brandon Tamman alongside me. And Brandon, really, I mean, you look back at that. I just mentioned, you know, Riverside, it looked better in the second set and looked much more in sync, but just too many mistakes down the stretch. Sabetha was able to capitalize on every single one and take the 2-0 with victory.
Yeah, and the three keys that I get from that second match, where Riverside certainly had their opportunity, of course, getting out to that 5-0 lead. Really, at that point, you just kind of got to hold serve at that point. When you gain 5 points right out the gate, just play even ball, and you're going to force that thing into a third set. But really, it was real quick. Sabetha got right back in it, as you mentioned, took a 6-5 lead. And then it was kind of a game of runs, kind of in the middle. 2-3 points for Riverside here and there, 2-3 points back, kept it kind of close. Riverside certainly had some opportunities, but once you saw Sabetha kind of turn the momentum on, it was the Mary Lukert show late. She had some dominant kills down the stretch, and then there was also some key unforced errors as well for Riverside late. So Lukert, the MVP there in that second match, kind of closing it out for Sabetha, but certainly Riverside had an opportunity, but again, the unforced errors and the combination of Lukert being so dominant kind of played into the fact that Sabetha kind of picked up where they left off at the end of set number one.
So Sabetha improves to 2-3 on the young season. Riverside drops their opening match here of 2021. They'll play again here in just a few minutes. In about 10 minutes or so, they will take on Perry LeCompton, who will also be playing their first match of the season. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you set for our second match of the night between Perry LeCompton and Riverside. So that's the wins. Match number one, 2-0, 25-16 and 25-20. And with that, we'll take our break. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.